from a page, a little less than halfway down the page. Shalom Tamid of Esra Bishimon Ben Yochai, Nozer Tor Umetzara. So this person is a Nozer Tor. He's not, didn't have too much mace. He also became a Metzara. And now, So the Rosh says the case is that he reached the end of his Naziris. See, he completed, because we already said that the Nozer Tor, that while he's a Metzara, those days don't count for Naziris. So he had all the days of Naziris under his belt, completed, but before he was able to bring the Karbonos and cut his hair, he became a Metzara. Then he was Nisrapa. So the question is that the haircut which he's doing now for the tzaras, why can't we use that haircut for also to be yotze his mitzvah of cutting his hair as a nozer? Can he do one haircut which will be effective for both? So they want to know, does it work? So Rishimai said, no, it doesn't work. You cannot use one haircut for both. Amulai Lama. So they asked him why. Amulahan says, Ilu Zelagadl, Mizelagadl. If it had been true, that the purpose over here was that he's growing the hair, and he's growing the hair for the same purpose, or this one is lahavra zilahavra yafratim oimim ashram nozer lahavra mutzara legadol. But the reality is that's not how it works. That a nozer, the hair which he grew, he once he takes up the hair, he has to, his goal is just to remove it. He has no interest in the growth of the hair afterwards. By a metzora, the first haircut that he takes, he then has to grow hair and cut a second time. So the hair which he's cutting by the first haircut, part of the mitzvah is lahavir and then legadol, which by a nozer it's just lahavir, it's only just to remove, it's not the same. And therefore l'saloi l'mechalutzai. So the first haircut, which is after he was in Mitzara Mukhlat, the purpose of that haircut is to cut and then to regrow. So that haircut cannot work to be the same taglachas as that of a nozer. But he cuts a second time at the end of 7 days, and that haircut, l'chara, is just like the case of a nozer. Its purpose is just to remove, and that's it. So why don't we argue Metal of the Mesafra, but the haircut which is at the end of the days of Sfira, which that is a haircut which is its purpose is just to remove, that's the same as the nozer. So let that haircut work for the nozer, and that doesn't work either. So why not? Vamar Lahen. Ilu zelif nezrikas domim, mizelif nezrikas domim, yafatem oimrim. If both of them, the relationship between the haircuts and the karbonos would be the same way, so then we could, that would work. But if that's not true, Ella, the Bach puts in the word achshav, mitzar lif nezrikas domim. That the halacha is by a nazir, first he has to bring a karbonis and then cut his hair, and by the metzara he cuts his hair on day 7 of the safroi, and he only brings the karbonis on day 8. So the relationship between the haircut and the karbonis is totally different. So therefore, the taglachas of the mitzera doesn't work for that of the nazir. Moshe says, okay. Lotalo the mitzerato b'nizirusa. So we come out that the haircut cannot work for the tzeras and for the naziris. But vatalo the mitzerato b'tumasa. But the loch is that a nazir tameh cuts his hair, and it's clear from the Mishnah that the haircut for the nazir tameh, tumas meis, and the tzaras does not work either. So why not? Amar lehen ilu zeh lifnei bias mayim, yofa atem amrim al tami la'achir bias mayim. The tzar lifnei bias mayim. So the by the mitzara, the pasuk says that in the case of tumas meis, the pasuk says v'gilach but rosha b'yom tarasai b'yom B'yom Hashvi'i Yigalchenu, but it says B'yom Tarasoi, after he's already made himself tor, so he only cuts the hair after he has went to the mikvah. But by the mitzara, the pasuk says this, the order is Yigalach Kol Saroi Rechatz Es Besorah B'mayim. So the haircut is first. And by the nazir tameh, the haircut is second after going to the mikvah. So Amraloi. So they said to Rishim Yechoy, Yafa Martish Lataloi the Mei Safroi. So the haircut at the end of Yimei Safroi and the haircut of a Nozer Tomei, I understand now, because the haircut of a Nozer Tomei is a different order than the haircut of a Mitzera in regards to haircut and mikvah. But why doesn't the haircut after, when he becomes tor for being a mukhlat, the first haircut, why can't that also be used for the haircut of the nazir tameh? This elagadol was elagadol who, both of them are hairs which you remove the hair with intent to have it regrow. By the mitzvah, he gets a haircut, and the hair grows again, and he has to cut again in 7 days. By a nazir tameh, he cuts his hair, therefore he can become a nazir tor and grow his hair. So Amar Lahen, Rav Shimon Yochai said back, Im nazir tor, the Bach has the word, Im nazir tor, v'hu mitzvah, Zelagala was Zelahaver. So in the case of a Nozer Tor versus a Mukhlot, the purpose of the haircut by the Mukhlot is to remove the hair but that it should regrow, and by the Nozer Tor it's not, it doesn't have to, it's just to remove. Nozer Tomei B'hu Mitzara Zelithne B'yismayim Zelithne B'yismayim. And in the case of by Mitzara, the haircut is before the Bias Mayim. And by the Nosar Tomei, the haircut is after the Bias Mayim. Tarab Chia Zelithne Bias Mayim Zelach Bias Mayim Zelithne Shikas Domim Zelach Shikas Domim. I already pointed out also that the order of the haircuts vis-a-vis the Karbonas is different. By the Nozer, the haircut is after the Korban, and by the Mitzara, the haircut is before the Korban. Dr. Rush. The Rush has a little bit different gears than the Gemara than we do. We have the gears that they asked him, does it work? And he said no. And then they asked him why. The Rush has a gear that right away they we see from the Mishnah it doesn't work. The question is why not? Let the haircut for the tzaraas worked for the naziris kigoyin. Im nechlet b'yom hashlomesh naziris, so he's already completed his full naziris. Then he became a nazir, the mitzara muchlet, and when he's rapa, and he recovered, v'gilach l'tzaratoy, and he cut his hair because of the tzaraas. So talaloy gam l'nazirusay, let that same haircut work for the naziris as well. He needs four separate haircuts. The haircut for the tzaraas doesn't work for the naziris, and why not? So Shimon Chai answered, "Nazir lahavir, whomever sarah legamri ve'en tzarach legal de'oid l'shem mitzvah." The haircut is just removed, but there's no purpose of regrowing. Whereas by the mitzvah of the gadol, the taglachas rishonos the mitzvah tzarich the gadol sarei kei the gadol chesheni slacher you may safre. So it's a haircut which the purpose is to remove the hair that it should regrow, and therefore halva chalukim zamizeh ain erlan shalzeh lezeh. So the Torah puts it with different functions, so one can't be used to the other. But what about the haircut of the end of the 7 days of the Mitzara? Well, that's just to remove. That haircut is just to remove the hair. That's so according to what we're saying, that should be like the Nozer. So the answer is the relationship between the Karbonis and the haircut. The other thing is by the Mitzara, the haircut is first before the Korban. The haircut is on day 7 and the kabbonis are only on day 8. So clearly the haircut is before the kabbonis. But by the nazir it's all the way around. It's only after you bring the korban can he cut his hair. Lachachas Rosh Saroy Sarosho Nasan Aleisha Shetachas Zebach Hashemim. So the clearly is the Korban is already there. He's cutting his hair and putting the hair to help cook the Korban. The Korban is already there. So Mor says okay, but why can't the haircut of Tzaraas and the haircut of Anosha Tomei work? So our answer is that the order is different in regards to mikvah. Tomei la'achar b'yis mayim, d'chsi b'galach r'ashe b'yem torosay, b'yem ha'shvi yigalchenu. So it says, he cuts his hair, b'yem torosay,
Beyond Mashiach Gachero,
The haircut is, he cuts his hair on the day that he's already made himself tor, that he went to mikveh already. The haircut is before the mikveh. You see, but you're sure your galach is kosher, right? He cuts his hair, and then he goes to mikveh. Yes, we saw him listen to Frina, Atan Rebekia, Zelatevi Ismaim, Bechul can appreciate it. Okay. So the Gemara, Shetaglachas Hanega. Doichad Shetaglachas Nazir Ruzan Shuvade. Fine. Boyer Mechama. Hani Arba Taglachios. The Kaamar. These four Taglachas, which we have over here in the Mishnah, which means we have the Taglachas of a Nazir. Torah Nosir Tame, Taglachas of a Mitzara Mukhlat and a Mitzara after Yimei Safrei. So, Mishum Mitzvah, Mishum Ahavure Seir, Tuma. So they include in them. Some of them, which is it's the growth of tuma. So we want to know: is the mitzvah to do it, or the point is to remove that hair which is there from the dmei tuma to be able to start the naziris of tahara? Okay, the ma'naf kamino. So what's the difference in the shaila which you're asking? Lavuri ben Nosha. Can you take it off with cream? So is it there's a mitzvah to cut, and therefore it has to be done medavka with a razor? Or the point is to get rid of the hair, so I can get rid of the hair with cream also. Yamar mishum mitzvah lavuri ben Nosha loy. If it's a mitzvah to cut it, so you can't use cream. We have to mishum avuri seir. Tuma, the point is remove the hair of the time of a tuma. Filu sake nasha nami. So he smears this cream, removes the hair. He's removed the hair of the time of a tuma. Tsunami, samai. So, Amar Rava. Toshma Megaleach Arba Taglachias. So we said that this Nazir who's Tameh and he's Mukhlat, so he has to end up with four haircuts. So it's described as four haircuts. Why is it we describe it as four haircuts? And really, it's three, which are for haircuts. The Mitzvah's two haircuts are Alocha of a Mitzvah to cut. The Nazir Torah's haircut is the Mitzvah to cut. And Nazir Tameh, you're telling me it's just the point is get rid of the hair that he grew when he was Tameh, and now he can become a Nazir Torah. So why is it not give three with the Taglachas? Must be that it's a mitzvah to cut there as well. So Tosis It says basically, Rav Chama's question is a haircut of a nazir tamei to mismeis. What's its purpose? So we're going to have to ask it in the context of the four taglachios. He could have asked it in general. That's what the mirror means. Suck the rush. Hani dal taglachios is the mina mishamitza. Kamakula mishamitza. There's a mitzvah to do it. Vefilu tamei varei umuchlet varei. So haircut number three, where he's to address Tumas Mace, and Nazar became Tumas Mace. What's the luck over there? Is it because of a mitzvah and has to be with tar? Shemavuri sayer, she ever met a sar, shahoyoloi b'shoa shenitma. So you have to remove the hair that it was on his head when he became Tommy Mace. And therefore, Bavure, nosha sagi, remove it with cream is efficient. The wood in the miboiling, the chol taglachas, nosha tome. This is not a question simply in our scenario where he has the four different haircuts. It's a general question. A nazir tamei who's cutting his hair, does he have to do it with a tar? Can he use cream?
Can't
force him against
his
design, and can't force the other
so
the rush.
Circle
armor. We have to say the inami sagile bavuri nosha. Even if that's true, that he could remove the cream, hair with cream, but still, tzar legalech mixes roisha batar of a misurai. He cannot use it for the whole head. Why? She might yisach nosha called roisha suloi hader ravi kirmasha perkachayvul. This cream that they were using, if he would use it on the whole head, it wouldn't grow back. And that's clear that the nosha has to grow back. So that's only true if he does the whole head. So the case must be that he's removing a part of it with nosher, part of it he's using a regular razor, and then eventually everything it grows back. Zot Rosh, okay, so fine. Rav Chaim is not contemplating the whole head with nosher. So now let's flip it around. What about a nazir tor who wants to take a part of his hair with nosha and part of it with the tar? Is he yotze the mitzvah? Because the mistar, but I feel a nazir tor motzi lavurei sarei benosha rashi yishar bei saris l'kai mitzvah giluach and muchav liel the mitzvah giluach hein shtei saris. So if that's the case, that we're talking about the case of nazir tomei not doing the whole head with cream, so nazir also can do part of his head with cream and part of his head with tar. Nazir tor. So what's the difference that we're presenting a shaila? If it could work for nazir tor, why can't it work for nazir tomei? Of course it should work. So Teretz is that we're wrong. That the question here was that he should remove all of his hair with nosha. Ah, he's not going to grow back. No, there's different types of creams. And this cream over here will grow back. The boy tar. The more before brought a raya, so this is the more over here is not arguing on that maskana. Ramachama just was wondering, is that really so? Toshama galek al taglachis viyamer mishum averis avuri bin nasha begimel sagi haircut number three she's sufficient sar begimel taglachis sagi begimel sagi bil avuri you only three haircuts with tar. And one, you can use nasha.
But what can be?
Ma'aver, avir sar, shahar alay b'shah shenitmo. Its purpose is to remove the hair that he had when he was tamei. Now, so Rosh Abba gav the taglachas shlishis. Iklus ukinami b'taglachas nasa tor, shitzichatar. In the case of a mishnah, which is sulfic, so haircut number three has two purposes. It could be the haircut of a nasa tamei. It could also be the haircut of a nasa tor. Which that has to be with tar. So practically, in the case of the mishnah, you have to use tar. He said if Nasa Tome does not need tar, and day 90 he can remove the hair with cream, because anyway he's going to have to do another Naziris. So there's no rush for him to do this taglachas of Nasa Tor in day 90. If Nasa Tome would be sufficient with Nasha.
You don't necessarily have to break with the you can have some.
Okay, let's hold it here.